classic,
right?
Tim Allen as Buzz Lightyear. One of the many roles for which he is best known. Also, the Home Improvement television series, which ran 1991 through 99 as current show Last Man Standing. Pretty solid hit on ABC TV. It begins its syndication, as they say, reruns on WGN-TV starting tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. You'll be able to watch it weeknights, non-sports weeknights. One episode from 8 to 8:30 and then another from 8:30 until 9 o'clock on Chicago's very own WGN-TV. We recently sat down and talked with Tim about his, Toy Story. He gave us a little bit of scoop on another Toy Story movie that looks like it's going to be coming out. Some of his other new projects. He talked about his character on The Last Man Standing show being sort of a, I guess you might say, sort of a modern-day Archie Bunker.
I'm excited. Of all things, we talked about it in the morning production meeting. They said, WGN. I said, yeah, you don't know what that big deal is, especially from being from Detroit, which we had WJR, which is still radio there. But WGN, for those of you who don't know, is, of course, you know in Chicago, three letters. You're an independent first, like a huge, it's just huge for us here, which is why we're doing this. We're really excited to be part of Chicago's environment. But it's, for me, from Detroit, it was such a big deal. It's the only station we got when I was in college in Western Michigan. That was the only station we got. Except I'm kind of a Red Wings fan, so it's a little difficult.
Right.
It's all Blackhawks.
And I may have to punch you.
I know. We get into this, and I probably shouldn't have brought it up. I really like the Blackhawks.
That's okay.
I really do.
Thank you. At least you could pander a little bit.
Well, I can't pander. Now, see, Singletary.
You know what I respect? I respect that you stay true to who you are, and you're not pandering.
That's no, okay. Well, I won't do that. However, Mike Singletary, I was a huge fan of. So the Bears, I'm kind of got this Ditka thing and Perry, and there's a history of the Chicago, even though I'm a big Lions fan, and we've had that. We don't have as contentious of a relationship as some interdivision stuff, but always been a Bears fan because of Singletary, because he's such a classy guy.
It's always, and I think there's a healthy respect for both. You know, Chris Chelios, I still feel like a closeness to him.
Well, the hockey's a little different because you guys have been beating us up lately, so...
A lot of guys don't get one hit series. Here you are now with you two. I mean, how do you feel about that?
I feel I'm in rarefied air. I saw Bob Newhart at a television event that we did here, and I'm such great respect for this guy. And he did, I think, he did the same thing too, but he was a star of two. I mean, it gets really specific. Some people are in three in them, but they weren't the lead.
Yeah.
No, it's rarefied air. I never really went after that. My grandma said, never shop when you're hungry. And I wasn't after that. I wanted to do another TV show primarily because it was a challenge. In a weird way, just to be able to reboot what I think is a formula that I like. Three kids of the same sex and then a wife that you're in love with and then a foil. And then I get this vlog to do, which is Archie Bunker that went to University of Michigan. That's the character, was a marketing guy. So he's Archie Bunker, maybe highly educated, but still highly opinionated. So I love the fact that I'm able to present this. And Tool Time is the same thing. So I didn't reinvent the wheel. And I was very fortunate that ABC liked this. I was fortunate that 20th Century Fox bought into it. And I can't tell you how much it's the back people behind the scenes, the writers and the showrunner Matt Berry, and then we have a writing staff I really admire these people. I mean, to come up, I think you'll like these shows. The early ones just make the later ones better. This has gotten Hector Alessandro, every one of the cast members here is
the best.
They're just great stories. It's an old version, five-camera sitcoms, believe it or not, are very tough to do. It's a very weird acting skill to get good professionals on here, because it's a live show at one point. There's 280 people in this room.
Yeah. What do you think resonates so much with the viewers, though? I mean, there's a simple note or stuff. Note or a chord or something that really touches people.
Think I learned early on... There's some sort of honesty with the characters that I like to play. and I have them write that way. And I'm constantly fighting these guys. There's got to be an element of reality to this. People, I'm always fighting this sentence. People wouldn't do this. Yeah, but it's funny. Yeah, but let's start with what people would actually do. And little things I like is that Nancy Travis allows me to kiss her. I don't mean it like that. But this couple's in love. They're not constantly bickering. They have that. I have good relationships with my daughters, and the daughters, I have two daughters, and the daughters are very specific. And a man raising, and I came from all boys. My sisters are going to hate that. There were seven boys and two girls, but my sisters were sequestered. They weren't. We were out lighting stuff on fire, literally blowing stuff up.
I'm with you.
And home improvement came from that side of my life. This came from my current life. Raising girls is a specific skill for guys, especially coming from my background with men. It's remarkable how different they are. And then I love the conflict that I'm kind of a man's man, you know, but don't tell my girls that they can't do anything a man can do. It's mm-hmm. this weird thing. We did a show here about softball. We didn't want women on the softball team at work. But I go home and my daughter couldn't get on the softball team. And I go, there, nobody's going to tell me my daughter can't do this. And mm-hmm. I love having that conflict.
The chemistry between you and Nancy is something that people bring up all the time. Also, do you feel something that like really tangible and
I give credit to casting. I give credit to a vision. Pat Richardson did this with Home Improvement. We did that when we put together. It was a woman that, number one, I learned from. I listened to because she's a great actor. Nancy's the same. Nancy's got a big background at NYU. She's got a skill set, and she's part of her life where she's listening to me, and she's able to respond to this guy. It's a little more mature relationship because Tim Taylor, you know, I don't know whether Tim Taylor had some mental problems. When I look back, I go, he was a peculiar guy. Mike Baxter's got some emotional hiccups. Like, he really has, he's a very one-sided guy, but I try to mitigate that with a perspective from having these girls around.
I wonder, do you get any blowback from that, you know, he's not politically correct.
No.
We are living in such a, like, explosive time right now where anyone's just looking for an excuse to pounce on somebody who's not politically correct and has an opinion on
it. I hate it because I'm a stand-up comedian, and I still work at the Mirage in Las Vegas. I still do concerts, and I worked in Chicago at the Laugh Factory. Yep. My comedy, that guy is very different than my stand-up. My stand-up guy, as I said to people, if you really want to see what I think, because if I do an interview as Mike Baxter, that's very different. He's mitigated by censorship constraints. I have said stuff on set, and I've said stuff that the writers have written on set that I go, we're not going to be able to say that. And we literally did. It got back to us that you can't. For a while, Mike Baxter was calling President Obama communist. Well, the communist does this. We finally got, you cannot call the president the communist. And the Mike Baxter's point of view, not mine particularly, was that we deal with the communists all the time. It's not like it wasn't like the Red Scare back in the 50s. We deal with China, or as we call them, we're only allowed to call them a far eastern country. That's one of them. We really are struggling to make any kind of literally funny jokes about China because they're worried about offending them, but you could make jokes about Catholics or anybody on... It's a peculiar world. We skate it. We've got brilliant writers and a very forgiving network. The network, the best way they look at us is that at least you have a point of view. And you don't realize how important that is. And some people don't like it. They don't want this stuff in their life. They want to watch a television show. Although I'm looking at some stuff binge watching like anybody else on Netflix, I need therapy. After some of the stuff, you're not watching any, they get worse and darker. You're getting and going, yeah. God, are they killing everybody? Right. I mean, I look at Last Man Standing as a pot roast meal, but with some surprises.
Well, you know, your Archie Bunker comparison is a great one. Interestingly, I just interviewed Norman Lear recently. He's got the new documentary on his life, which is amazing. But I said you wouldn't be able to do a lot of the things that you did on All in the Family Now. That you, I mean, they use the N-word on their shows. They use things that you would never in a million years.
Go look at Blazing Saddles. Pick up the movie Blazing Saddles. You're watching it by yourself doing, You know, you watch, you're looking around the room like, well, I don't know what happened to us. And then believe me, I'm a stand-up comic. That's what I've been doing most of my life.
Yeah.
And I've watched from Lenny Bruce to Richard Pryor, I've seen the evolution. And in that business, it's very non-racial. The comedy business, from my perspective, is women, people of color, people of non-color, or whatever we're called. That's my latest joke. I don't even know. Where do white people come from? Whiteville? Whiteland? Where are, you know, I looked in the dictionary, and white definition is European, actually, but it sounds weirder if people say, yeah, well, I don't like the Europeans. Wait a minute, you can't really say that. And I said, now I'm doing it politically correct. I'm always pushing it. Where did that actually come from? Where did it change? And it's alarming to me because when comedy is about free speech. Comedy is about stretching it and pushing it. And when I get judged or people yell out in the audience, and I remember one of my comedian friends, I won't mention him because I didn't ask him, but he just mentioned that he walked by his wife in the kitchen, and the audience booed. Oh, she got to be in the kitchen. Well, she happened to be in the kitchen. I mean, she doesn't work there, but we have a kitchen in our home. But they reacted to the fact that a woman was in a kitchen. And I said, I'm not sure where this came from. My fear is that it gets worse, then you're not allowed to say anything. So I'm grateful for anybody. It, our network and 20th Century Fox, allows this Archie Bunker character to push this a little bit. I mean, and this is a family, safe environment that's nurturing, and we pay respect to religion in this. It's not a bad to say grace at dinner. It's not bad to go to church. I like that in life. We're not singing about it. It's not on the forefront of the show, but it's a basis here. We eat together. There's little things about this that we all think are important.
Isn't that interesting that that's not more common? I mean, these are kind of basic.
I'm always shocked at who I find out goes to church on Sunday. I'm pleased that they're not proselytizing it, but I'm also pleased that there are people that still do this, that find this. It's a very comforting thing to do. And I said it's like the law. I remember that somebody was talking about Jewish history, and the Jews brought law to the world. That's a very huge thing that they did. And without law, we would literally eat each other. Without this form to be civilized and evolved. And I said, I like to pay homage to that stuff. Yeah. There's certain characteristics of human beings that we like to present in this. And I said, you don't always win. Our youngest daughter in on this show, Caitlin, Eve, we took a left turn where she didn't get what she wanted. Very unsitcom-like. And I really admire the writers for taking this. And wait till you see what happens to Eve and where Eve gets to evolve and where Baxter gets to evolve.
What else is going on with you? You talked about, you know, you were just in Chicago like last month, still doing stand-up everywhere. What? And another Toy Story is going to be coming up.
We're going to do Toy Story 4. This is I'm putting my words where they should be their words. It's a major event for Pixar because I think John Lasseter wants to direct it, and we're still in process of it. But I think it's a big event for them, and they've got I think the Incredibles. I don't know Pixar's lineup, but we're in this docket. But it takes 3-4 years to get it up and running.
Did you get a sense when you did the first one that this was going to explode the way that it, and that your character would become so iconic?
Again, I try to stay out of the results. I like to stay in the process. Mm. I knew, as I told the cell animators when we saw the first take, nobody thought this. It's too clear. You know, it looks weird. I said, yeah, but the relationships are good. And it is about script, and it is about a story. You'll watch matches act if the story's good. And Hanks isn't that good. I mean, we try to get him to lift his performance at all times, you know. I'm always at his house. Tom, come on, get out of bed. Try to lift yourself into my realm of expertise.
Right.
But the fact that we do like each other, I'm real fond of that guy. And I said that we've developed a friendship over it, almost like those two characters. It's the writing. It's all about the writing. None of us thought 3 was going to do what it did. That was going to be the end of it. But when we saw that little girl was going to take care of the toys, everybody burst into tears. Because Andy saw, good, she will take care of my toys. And all of us felt that. And it was supposed to be a waving on the porch. That was it. Instead, it looked like, you know, do we do this again, you know?
Yeah.
Tim Allen, as I mentioned, his program Last Man Standing will debut in primetime tomorrow night on WGN. 8 to 8:30, 8:30 until 9 on non-sports weeknights. There are a couple of games this week where it'll get preempted, but if there are not games, you'll be able to watch Tim Allen from 8 until 9 o'clock on Chicago's very own WGN-TV. It is